We just begun looking at Acts chapter 12, verses 20 through 25, so let me start reading there once again. Luke informs us that there was a furious dispute between Herod and the people of Tyre and Sidon, and they convened before him. Having secured the support of Blastus, the king's chamberlain, they asked for peace because their region depended on the king's country for food. Now, as I ended last time, I mentioned that while Tyre and Sidon were not technically part of Herod's jurisdiction, the port city of Caesarea by the sea was in economic competition with them. It was definitely a one-sided battle because the majority of the grain in the area supplied to these ports came from the fields of Judea. And as I mentioned before, the Phoenician towns were mostly coastal and lacked farmlands. Worse yet, what little farmlands they had was very difficult to cultivate and harvest. So Tyre and Sidon's dependence on Judean agriculture went back centuries. The prophet Ezekiel makes mention of this problem when he says this, "Judah and Israel traded with you. They exchanged wheat from Minnith and confections, honey, olive oil, and balm for your wares." That's clear back in Ezekiel 27. Given Tyre and Sidon's continuing need for food supplies, Herod could easily leverage Judea's grain supply to exact greater and greater taxes from these Phoenician cities. In the process, Caesarea Maritima's commercial status increased, as well as Herod's political prestige. Well, at some point in the dispute, it started becoming dangerous. So the political leaders of Tyre and Sidon decided to try to appease Herod and restore some semblance of their former trade relations with Maritima. Luke tells us, having secured the support of Blastus, the king's chamberlain, they ask for peace. The sister cities agreed to join forces to present their case to Herod. Blastus, who is described by Luke as Herod's chamberlain, may well have been the king's trusted personal attendant. Additionally, by using the word secured, Luke likely means that Blastus was bribed in order to get to city leaders and audience with Agrippa I. Tyre and Sidon are two free cities north of Caesarea. Caesarea is right on the Mediterranean seacoast west of Jerusalem. And up north in Syria, north of Galilee, were Tyre and Sidon, coastal cities, free cities, technically belonging to Syria. They were the neighbors of Galilee and of Herod's territory, so there was a necessary interdependence. With all this information in mind, the stage is set for what Luke is about to relay about Herod's death. Let's see what Luke says, starting at verse 21. On the appointed day, Herod donned his royal robes, sat on the throne, and addressed the people. And they began to shout, "This is the voice of a god, not a man." And immediately, because Herod did not give glory to God, an angel of the Lord struck him down, and he was eaten by worms and died. Now, I often tell you that the events in the Bible happened in real time, in real geographical places, involving real people. This is one of these stories that is known in secular history as well as the divine. And we have several references to how Herod died in those secular references. We'll take a look at those next time on Verse by Verse.